My name's Mike Earle, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
Wrong day not to wear the steel toes.
Hard-working men and women.
I don't want to take away your cough reflex, because that will help us collect this snot.
Who earn an honest living.
We need to see if we can't get that alpha male up out of the water.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs. NorCal waste in San Francisco is like my home away from home. I've seen almost every part of it before, except this one.
Welcome to hell.
It's called a transfer station because what's brought here is transferred to landfills or recycling centers. Its nickname is the pit. And if you spend a day shoveling...
Hard to really know what I'm looking at.
Bulldozing.
Those guys are having a heart attack watching me do this.
And otherwise getting knee-deep in this stuff, you'll know why.
Man, there is nothing good in any of this.
And later, one of the most exotic places in America is Cleveland. Cleveland, Georgia. It's the home of an exotic species sanctuary called Wildlife Wonders.
The animals here are animal ambassadors. Their main job is to be trained to go out so people can learn more about the animals, see them up close.
The creatures here are unusual, but if your job is caring for and cleaning up after them, you'll see they're not so different from other animals.
He really is gentle. Although, you can't be gentle when he's dropping that big steamy load. My goodness. Oh, God.
There are a couple reasons I come to San Francisco. One, well, it's my home. I'm in San Francisco today, but my apartment is miles away from here. Which brings me to the other reason I come to this city.
Today I've come to the San Francisco dump. Again. I love it here. One of my favorite places in the whole world. In fact, I just live a couple miles up the road. It's always fun to come here and drop off some of my treasured valuables forever. But every time I come by, I'm reminded that nowadays, it is virtually impossible to throw anything away. Because nowadays, we all know that there is no such thing as away. And as much as we would like to think that when it comes to our garbage, out of sight is out of mind, let me tell you something. When you work at the dump, the garbage is never out of sight. And if you think moving this stuff around is easy, you're out of your mind.
This may look like a dump, but if you think about it, it's really a battlefield in the war on garbage. Without people working day and night in places like this, we'd be overrun by the enemy, and all this terrible stuff would be in your home or on your street. Of course, in any battle, there are going to be casualties.
Every time I come to the dump, I try and make the point that the people that collect and clean up after us have to be in great shape, and sometimes they take it on the chin. It's a tough job. This is Danny. Danny, what hurts?
My wrist. I ruptured a tendon.
How long have you been picking up after us?
25 years.
What happened down here?
In and out of the trucks, took out the cartilage, and now I got bone on bone.
Frank's got bone on bone. How long have you been picking up?
Almost 20 years.
Bob, how you
shoulder?
Doing?
I'm doing all right now. But one time the shoulder took a piece of bone out of the shoulder.
Yeah.
It was impinging on the nerve from pushing and pulling the cans.
Angelo, you all right?
I got a big cut on my finger, the glass, and then I got a surgery in the elbow.
Steve, how you making up, brother?
Well, you see, I had shoulder surgery. You can see the scar right there, and then back surgery.
Oh! How long you been doing this?
30 years.
Have I made my point? Welcome to hell. This is called a transfer station. Very few people get to come into the transfer station. It's also called the pit because it's a pit. All day, every day, the garbage trucks come from all around town to dump their load in here. Recyclables, unrecyclables, organic, non-organic, foodstuffs, mist comes out of these devices in the ceiling to help control the particulate in the air. It's loud. It's dirty. The smell is indescribable, and it's really dangerous.
San Francisco recycles about 68% of its garbage, more than any other American city. But what doesn't get recycled comes here. 450 garbage truckloads every day.
Well, there's the star of the show. Actually, these guys can be stars, too, as far as I'm concerned. Bob and Angelo, you've been driving now for how long?
Just about 30 years.
And you?
25.
Good grief. 55 years of combined driving experience. Here we are in the transfer station. What's the first thing you do after your truck is, I almost said clean, which I guess is a ridiculous thing to say, but what do you do next?
What's next is we do a lockout tag out to make sure everything's safe, because you're going to be climbing inside the truck to clean out behind the blade.
Angelo, it sounded like you said I was going to be climbing inside the back of the truck.
Yeah, inside the back of the truck.
This is something you've done before, once or twice?
All the time. Every day.
Every day.
Five days a week.
Lockout, tag out?
Lockout, tag out. First thing we do is make sure the motor is shut off.
Yeah.
Open the truck up. We take the key out so nobody can start it. This is the lockout, tag out, tag. We put that on there, so in case someone comes in, they know not to touch it.
Great, great, great.
All right, and one more thing.
Yeah.
This is the battery main shutoff, so there's no power at all. So now it's completely, nothing can be started.
Excellent.
Now the fun starts.
Yeah.
Be careful, it's slippery.
It really is.
Yes, it is. There you go, breakfast. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner is in there.
Now, I've been in tighter spots, but maybe not worse.
What the heck is this? What does it look like?
Oh, that's his horse.
Yes, it is. One of my customers is the horse and buggy rides at Fisherman's Wharf. They got to do something with it.
Hard to really know what I'm looking at.
You can make some bread.
Yeah, that's nice flour. Hey, Bob, do you have another sort of tool, like a smaller shovel? And the nooks and the crannies in here are killing me.
That's what the gloves are for.
This is basically like a, like an ice skating rink, except it's not frozen and it's not water. Heads up, Bob.
Let her rip. Want to get a shot of the steak? Whole filet.
I'm looking at a, it just looks like a hunk of coagulated black evil over there.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Oh, geez, Bob, I am so sorry.
That's all right. I shouldn't have been there.
I shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be there.
Almost there, huh?
Truck of vomit. Depending on where you're standing in the truck, it's a totally different experience. Back here, it's like an old bakery. Up there, it's like dirty socks. There in the middle, it's just kind of a weird mix of Chinese, Thai, and Italian, that's it.
Coming up.
Oh, yeah, a lot of power. A lot of power.
These bulldozers are more powerful than any other machine at the dump.
Now that you played with it, now you got to clean it up.
And they're the dirtiest.
Steam lets you know it's fresh.
And later.
Why is his name Popcorn?
Because he smells like popcorn.
Does he? Because from here he smells like something else.
What's in a name at Wildlife Wonders? In some cases, more than you think.
See?
That's the weirdest thing ever. He smells exactly like popcorn.
Every day, 2,222 tons get dumped here at the pit. It's an amazing view, and very few people get a chance to appreciate it from this particular vantage point. Fewer still are allowed to actually go inside of the pit, and only a chosen few are selected to operate the pit bulldozer, an incredibly complicated, sophisticated, and vital piece of machinery. How's it going?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. You're Raul, right?
Yeah.
Mike.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm all right. So, what is your job, basically?
My job here is to compact the garbage so we can get enough weight in the trucks.
Yeah.
Take it away from the walls and just keep the whole transfer station moving.
Keep it kind of level.
Yeah, keep it level.
Got it. Anything I should know? Forward, backward?
Oh, there's a lot you got to know.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right.
This is your throttle, your brake, your steering, your parking brake, and this controls your blade. See how that garbage truck's dumped? The idea is to pull it away from the wall and spread it into the center, compact it.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are having a heart attack watching me do this. Absolute stroke.
This bulldozer's not going to win any drag races. It has 300 horsepower, but those horses have to move over 40 tons. The key is torque.
Oh, yeah, a lot of power. A lot of power.
Enough to push around tons of trash at a time.
There you go.
All that power will cost you, though. One of these new goes for about $500,000.
Lower your blade a little. Just keep spreading it out real smooth-like.
All right, I got some of it.
When you back up, lift your blade up more. Hold up a second. The truck's going to dump. We don't want nobody dumping on top of you.
I've been dumped on all my life, Raul. No big deal.
As you come in, drop your blade a little. That's good there. You don't want to spin your tracks. Stop. Back up a little. It doesn't take long in this soft stuff. Drop your blade a little. There you go. So you got to try and smooth that hump up. Slowly lift your blade up. There you go.
Oh, damn, Raul, I'm getting it, baby. I'm getting it. Yeah, I'm making a hole, aren't I?
Yeah, you can make it in a swimming pool.
Bulldozers aren't fragile, but that doesn't mean you can't break them. Places like this are especially hazardous because the surface is soft and uneven. Damage can occur when one set of tracks gets traction and the other doesn't, causing the drive line to overheat. How do I know this? First-hand experience.
Hold it, hold it.
Thank you. Handles like a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that was good fun.
I can go to lunch now?
I wouldn't, no. The pit. Raul is pushing the garbage into this container, which is actually a truck parked on a scale, zeroed out. When it's full, the truck will go to the landfill. In the meantime, Brad is operating what looks like a crane, but is in reality a capacity maximizer. He is aiding the garbage into the truck, at which point he will push it down to create a level of density that is both desirable and efficacious. This is essentially a crane, huh?
It basically is a backhoe on a turret. It'd be your right stick.
Oh, the whole thing moves. Now, yeah, that tilt moves.
We're going to go right above the garbage here.
Gotcha.
We're going to try to stay out of Raul's way here. And he'll be doing all the heavy lifting to get the maximum garbage weight to the landfill.
All right. And how much would a full load weigh, typically?
No more than 80,000 pounds is a California weight law.
So this thing really articulates in every conceivable direction.
And if you're with your left stick, if you move it left or right, that will twirl the bucket.
Look at that.
Go down, open your bucket. Go down some more, and then you could angle it a little bit more.
Right.
So you always want that bucket straight. There you go. And now swing it to your right. We'll put that right in the truck. And then open your bucket. Now, he's almost done. We still need 2,000 pounds in the front there.
And you're getting that off the scale,
yeah.
Honestly.
Keep going. And then you're going to jib in a little bit, and that's going to push it down.
Yeah.
And then boom up a little. See how you get that down there? See the rim of the truck?
Yeah.
That's where we want to get it to because they have nets that close over that.
Driver actually in the truck now?
Yes, he is.
Now he's got to be pissed.
Open your bucket. All right, good job. Let's go to the back.
Maximize some capacity over here. Boom down.
Jib out a little bit. Okay, come to your right. Try to go right on top of that black piece of pipe or whatever that is. Keep jibbing in. Keep coming. There you go. And then
flare it out with your gym.
How long you been doing this?
21 years.
There's not a lot of turnover here.
No.
I mean, everybody I've talked to has been here 20 years, 25, 30, 22. I mean, this is, you know, must be all right.
It's a great job. I love it here.
There you go. You do this, and then you do this.
You get closer or drop it from there. If Raul's having a good day, I could do this in 2 minutes, Mike.
Really?
How long have we been at this right now?
Oh, maybe a minute and a half. 33,880, 33,900.
Pretty close. Just press it down. And there's a bell that goes on downstairs. He hears it. That means he can go away.
Well, there it goes. The garbage from the pit is being hauled off to the landfill. But here's the thing about the San Francisco dump. They're not content with just one pit. No, no. They have another super secret pit. A sub pit below the primary pit. What is in the sub pit?
All right, there it is. Raul, that looks positively nauseating. Why would we go in there?
We got to go into there, check the pump, and see if the pump is running. Looks like not, it's full, so we got to check the hook at the pump, and then pump the water out, and then start cleaning the hole.
This is where the truck was.
This is the truck right there. Is going into the scale. They're loading on top.
Why is there garbage in here? How does that
happen?
Well,
it's coming into the joints. You see the joint right there, so it's coming right there.
And all of this down there is just garbage that over the weeks has fallen through that hole. It's mainly juice. Juicy refuse.
You want to go down there?
No, I don't, but apparently we are.
We got it.
All right. Do you want to go down there?
Coming up.
This is dreadful.
How bad is the pit below the pit at the San Francisco dump?
Is that bread?
It is bread, yeah.
So bad, it's got its own nickname, the Void.
I feel like a little tiny person that has gone into an actual garbage disposal.
And later, Puma Catbox. And wildlife wonders when it comes to cleaning up after the animals.
Yeah, pee does freeze.
I prefer frozen over fresh.
Who cares?
It's, yeah, frozen, it's frozen, right?
Oh! Oh, we got, this is top two, top three maybe. Maybe top one. Oh! Raul.
Oh, okay.
What fresh hell is this?
Oh. So there's the pump. You see that?
Yes.
Go that way, we got inside the...
Wait a minute, look, these chocolates are still in their wrapper.
Okay.
That might come in handy.
So there's a hole right there, there's the pump. It really is about 2 feet deep.
This hole that the pump is in is deeper than what we're standing in now, right?
It's about another foot and a half.
Oh, that would be very... Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay.
Yeah. But that's why...
We actually have a mission.
Just loosen them up first. You can tie back.
God.
You tie right now. You go the other way to loosen them up.
Oh, my boots have lots of holes in them. Lots of holes in the boot. Ah, oh, crap.
How are we doing? No problem, we got it there.
Yeah?
Is in there?
Yeah.
All the way?
Yeah.
Okay, it's getting tight back.
Tighten up?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Now, you got it?
All right, that feels pretty good.
Okay, let me call those guys. They got it as soon as the brake is on.
The breakers?
And then we got to stop pumping water out.
Right. So wait, you're monitoring the gases? Are we safe?
Yeah, we are.
God.
Are we okay, huh?
You guys are okay.
All right.
Good job.
I feel like a little tiny person that has gone into an actual garbage disposal in a sink. This is what it would be like to be miniature. Is that bread?
It is bread, yeah. A big sandwich right there.
Man, there is nothing good in any of this.
We have to have a little fun when we do this job, you know?
I've been told it would take roughly a half hour for the pumping to finish, which naturally brought a question to mind.
Do we wait down here the whole time?
Not necessarily, so we can go out.
That's what I'm thinking. That's the answer I was looking for.
Here at the transfer station, if you have time to kill, there's always something very big and very dirty to kill it with.
Now that you played with it, now you got to clean it up.
This is one dirty ride.
Oh, you bad girl.
Why do you have to clean them?
These cats have seals on the inside of the final drive. Wire and cable get around there. Sometimes they break the seals and cause it to leak.
Steam lets you know it's fresh.
All right, time the power washer now.
Yeah, let's power wash.
By the time I was done cleaning the bulldozer and discovering that its actual color is yellow, the pumping was finished. The workers here have another name for this space beneath the scales, the void. Usually, when you pump filthy water out of a place, afterwards it looks better. Usual is not among the words I've used to describe the void. Neither are clean or pleasant.
Now it's just shovel work.
Shovel work, yeah. Give me the other shovel.
Okay, bucket up two. Dirty job.
This is what was doing all the sucking.
This, yeah.
Later, Raul will power wash the void. I won't be here for that. This is done once a week to prevent slippery buildup and keep the workers down here safer. It also reduces potential odors, which the transfer station's neighbors especially appreciate.
Cleaning a dump. That's a good one.
Hey, thanks. That was terrible.
Thank you.
Really, absolutely wretched.
All right.
I'm going to walk around for a bit, see if I can't forget all that.
Okay.
Thanks.
When I came here this morning, the NorCal Waste Systems transfer station was a real dump. Now that I've spent a day scooping, scraping, bulldozing, power washing, and shoveling, it still is. But it's a cleaner one. Sort of. Coming up.
This toy is so much fun. Bet you can't wait to get in here. Fun you're gonna have with this apple.
It's all fun and games at the Exotic Species Sanctuary.
Yeah, see? I told you were gonna love it.
As long as you stay on your side of the cage.
Ah, see, with the hand there, that's not cool.
Today I've come to Cleveland, Georgia. Until a few moments ago, I didn't even know there was a Cleveland in Georgia, but there is. And I certainly didn't know that Cleveland, Georgia was home to wildlife wonders. But it is. In fact, there are 80 different species of animals here at Wildlife Wonders, and today I'm going to meet each and every one of them. And it's going to be wonderful. No, that's in my mouth.
Cleveland is one of the most enriching places in the state, or at least 40 acres of it is. Tucked away in the foothills of the Appalachians, Wildlife Wonders is all about enrichment. And so is Hope Bennett. Since 1997, Hope's been running and operating this wildlife sanctuary that hundreds of animals call home. Hope treats the animals as ambassadors because of the interactive education they provide school kids. Well, I guess I'm here to enrich the ambassadors for the sake of the children. Sounds important.
So you bring the zoos to?
Gold and birthday parties and festivals and libraries and Boy Scouts, all kinds of fun places. The animals here are animal ambassadors. Their main job is to be trained to go out so people can learn more about the animals, see them up close. People that don't have a chance to go to a zoo or don't have a chance to see animals interact with people, they're actually going to get to see that on one of our shows and learn all kinds of cool things.
So, Tanya, what do you do here?
I'm actually one of the keepers, one of the zookeepers.
Okay.
The keepers know their animals. They know what they're looking for. They know what to do with them.
Okay. Nobody in the crew panic. The animals are friendly. They could be getting up close and personal.
Safety is a primary concern when working with or around wild animals, like wolves.
Yep, those are wolves. Canis lupus, right?
Canis lupus, very good. Yep, that's it.
And they're friendly.
I hate to tell you, for wild animals, they're friendly. Like, we know the behavior in the train, and they're used to people. Now, I will say, Abel came from a wolf conservation center in Idaho, so we got him as a puppy. Tyga came as a rescue when she's about 6 months old. He is a pure wolf. Sometimes she takes really well to people, and if she does, she can try to grab your hat and all that fun stuff, but she's not trying to hurt you. Or okay. Other times, she might just kind of stay up there and kind of
watch.
Be curious about you. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Well, wolves.
Nice, you couldn't hear me in trouble.
That was, like, my last weapon.
Yes, there you go. They're both great timber wolves. Abel is probably from the Canadian region, whereas Tyga is a black timber wolf.
Right.
But being that she's smaller, she's probably a Minnesota version.
Hey, guys.
They obviously like you. They're just being careful to make sure that you like them, basically.
Yeah, no, I like them fine. So they're different mainly from dogs. How?
If you look at their legs, they have really long legs. Then their ears are further down. And while their tails are down wagging, they never raise their tail fully up to wag.
Why?
Because they're wolves. That's characteristic of a wolf.
Even though these wolves seem friendly, they're still wild animals. But in terms of them actually attacking, you have a greater chance of being struck by lightning.
Okay.
The camera?
See, the goal is in the ditch.
Okay. First stage is to clear all the fallen limbs and branches from the pen.
About every 3 to 4 months, we deworm them.
Uh-huh. What is this stuff exactly?
It's actually Tavenzolol. It's just a type of dewormer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. She likes me. Yay.
Stay right there. Don't move.
It's just so daggone fast. Okay. Nice to meet you. Eat well. So we're shoveling what basically is frozen mulch at this point. Oh.
Pretty much.
So we're now shoveling mulch into a wheelbarrow to take it over to a... Is that a cougar?
It is.
Cougar. Cougar. Now, is the cougar the same as a mountain lion?
Yes, it is. There's actually 5 different names for cougars and a mountain lion.
Don't tell me. You got a cougar.
Yep.
You got a mountain lion. You got a panther.
Yes, very good.
You got a catamount.
Yep, very good. One more
and
left.
And a puma.
Yes. Yep. Wow.
You're on.
Discovery Channel.
Hey, sweetie. And as Tanya knows here, I'm the only one that's allowed to break the rule. I do put my hands in the cage to pet her.
Right.
Because when your fingers are in a cage, they're most likely to grab your fingers, and there's no way to get your fingers back.
So this is how we pet the cougar. With the, it's not.
And she likes it.
It's not the same.
Coming up, what in the world is eating my banana?
That's called a binturong, but they're called, the generic name is called bear cat.
A bear cat?
A bear cat has a prehensile tail, which is handy for climbing trees.
Kind of grab with a hand. I know it's got poo on it.
Yes, it's, you didn't say the prehensile tail was soaked in his own poo.
Not so handy for climbing hosts.
That's good. Yeah, get all the poo in my face if you can. There's a good bear cat.
And then you go lock the other gate.
Here? Oh.
Push it down. Beautiful. That's
like
it.
That. Puma, cat fox. All right. Yeah, pee does freeze. It's puma poo. That's a new one. Oh, who cares? It's
frozen,
right? Okay.
Beautiful.
Mulch is added to give the cougar new smells. There's really nothing like new dirt. Enrichment for animals can come in many forms.
Should we switch it out? Bowling ball.
A bowling ball, yeah, there's a bowling ball in
it. It's a stump.
It is.
It's like a Puma store. Is there a Catamount Emporium down the road? This toy is so much fun. Bet you can't wait to get in here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you tell him it's dangerous to tease a cougar?
Fun you're going to have with this apple.
Try in.
Yeah, see? I told you it was fun. I told you you were going to love it. Oh, yeah. Now, the stump, not so much. I mean, sure, it's great, but ultimately it's a piece of wood. It was cold in Georgia last night.
Since I don't have my bag on me, is as she runs out of food and I ask you for food, you're going to hand me food. But the key is you can't really let her see you hand me food or she'll go right at you. Hide the meat behind you. But then I say meat, you got to be quick.
I whip out one piece of my meat and hand it to you.
Yes, there you go.
Meat. Is that normal, the way she pulls your arm off like that?
That's why we don't have people coming in, because of that, because they're very, what do you call, mouthy animals.
Yeah, it's generally that point where the teeth sink into the flesh. Yeah.
Cougars are powerful. They can kill and drag prey 7 times their own weight.
All right. Do you want to go ahead and give her some meat right through here first?
Well, you just told me I can't do that. I see with the hand there. That's not cool.
Meat. Say meat.
There you go, meat. Just take the meat. See, I'm sorry. I tell you, okay. It's just, everything's going well, and suddenly you're, you know, Mike the one-armed host. Meat. Oh.
There you go.
Oh, look at the meat.
After training comes feeding.
Let's put some meat on the toy.
You can do that, actually. That's all called enrichment. That gives them something to go look around for. And...
yeah. We'll play a little game I like to call Hide the Meat. That. There you go. Put one under here. I wonder if the chicken ever really had this in mind in terms of its final destiny. Probably not. In Soraya. That's it. Find the meat. Where's the meat? Come on, Soraya, find that meat.
I'll admit, we usually just plop it in the middle so she doesn't have to look for it.
You have to change it up a little bit.
Come on, you're a hunter. Smell. Uh-huh. Husky looks just like chicken.
Enrichment. Yeah. That's the fancy word for entertainment.
Well, that's how we look at our viewers. We're here right now. We're enriching our viewers.
In an entertaining way.
I wouldn't go that far. What in the world is eating my banana?
That's called a binturong.
A binturong?
A binturong. And they're actually from Indonesia, China area. The generic name is called bear cat.
A bear cat?
People know them as bear cats, yes. That's kind of their nickname. They actually have fur like a bear. They can meow like a cat. They've got like whiskers like a cat. So, But they're not related to either one.
So what do you call this bear cat?
This one actually is Popcorn. That's his name.
Popcorn the bear cat.
Yes. Even though he's a carnivore by classification, 90% of his diet is fruit. In fact, he'll eat 15, 20 bananas every other day. So, which means a lot of cleanup. Hey, that's my bear cat. She really can't have that.
What's happening here?
That is popcorn food. Thank you.
That's a pig right there.
That's a pig eating popcorn food. That is Bonnie. Bonnie's a wonderful pig. She's very, very sweet. Have you ever laid down with a pig?
Really, I've made some mistakes. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I prefer to look at it as a youthful indiscretion.
Rub my belly. There you go.
I can actually lay down on
just
the pig?
Just like that. Oh, there you go. Very beautiful.
That's the weirdest thing I've done all day. Eat my banana, you pig.
And this is actually a pot-bellied pig. The Vietnamese pot-bellied pig. This is actually full grown.
Yes. A deer and a pig together.
That is Isaiah.
Nancy,
she knows you're feeding popcorn.
He really is gentle.
He's very gentle.
Although, you can't be gentle when he's dropping that big steamy load. My goodness. Why is his name Popcorn?
Because he smells like popcorn.
Does he? Because from here he smells like something else.
See?
That's the weirdest thing ever. He smells exactly like popcorn. And this is the prehensile tail.
Bearcats weigh up to 40 pounds, but they can hang from their tails like a monkey.
You can feel it. You can kind of grab it with your hand. I know it's got poo on it because
yes,
it's got poo on
it. You didn't say the prehensile tail was soaked in his own poo. If you listen carefully, you'll hear my neck snap.
There he goes.
Yeah, that's it. That's
that
good.
Too?
Yeah, get all the poo in my face if you can. There's a good bear cat. Look at that. That's his whole diet.
Cantaloupe, bananas, oranges.
And hair.
Believe it or not, only when you guys came along did he start pooping on the bench. Normally he picks like underneath the bench.
Word got around the Dirty Jobs boys were coming.
Okay. Now he likes his blanket nice and neat, so you gotta take the sheet and kind of wrap it around that.
It smells like a party in here. Hey. Hey, my man, look. I'm not done yet. Oh.
He doesn't eat the skin. We can give that to Bonnie.
Yeah, well, I know Bonnie. She is such a pig.
Coming up, what purpose does this serve?
The purpose is to show that he is a mature, handsome turkey. The older he gets, the more attractive he is to the girls.
Are you kidding?
At Wildlife Wonders, beauty is truly in the eye of the beholder.
You are so freaking ugly.
And to a female turkey, this is hot.
This business under the neck here just seems tumorous. You are so freaking ugly. What is going on with your face? Look at you. Oh, Bonnie. No, I'm past you. I've moved on. No, what we had was great, but look at this guy. I don't even know where to start. This business under the neck here just seems tumorous. And this...
And he can change colors, too. His face can turn bright red to bright blue.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is the equivalent of a mole with a lot of hair growing out of it. What is his purpose?
The purpose is to show that he is a mature, handsome turkey. The older he gets, the more attractive he is to the girls.
Are you kidding?
He's top turkey.
What purpose does this serve?
Show off to the girls.
It reminds me of several things, none of which I can mention. So a female turkey looks at this and goes, you piece of fowl. Look at you.
I'm going to gobble back if you gobble at him.
Gobble, 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 gobble. I don't know how to gobble.
You do, you're right, actually.
Gobble, 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 gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
Get the hell out of me.
High pitch. We got to get a little higher pitch, maybe.
Oh, Bonnie just had a stroke. I really want to hear him gobble.
There you go.
I'd like to go see a camel now, or maybe something that doesn't have warts all over its face. Bring me something not quite as malformed as the turkey. Nothing. Okay, another pen. That is some magical pig.
I know, he just keeps reappearing.
Hi.
Mike.
Shauna.
Hi, Shauna. And you're surrounded by, what are these?
These are Royal Tibetan Yaks.
What's the purpose in nowadays of a yak?
Well, in Tibet, this animal is their fiber animal, their meat animal, their milk animal, everything. And in the U.S., they're just beautiful. Aren't they beautiful?
It's the most handsome yak I've seen in weeks.
They sound like a whoopee cushion.
They do.
Stop.
Imitate a whoopee cushion, I'll tell you if it sounds like them.
That was a turkey. I heard it. Where were we? Well, whoopee cushion. Whoopee cushion goes...
That's close.
Kind of like a mixture between a whoopee cushion and a pig.
You can't do them both.
You're a yak.
These camels.
These are our camels, and we just love our camels.
This one's Obadiah.
This is Obadiah?
Obadiah.
And who's the gray?
The gray is milkweed, not a camel. It's a cow.
That's a cow?
Yes.
What's the big one called?
Sammy. We're going to have you go in there and train him, too.
We're going to hang these up today so the camels have something to play with.
They say they're jolly balls. Doesn't seem jolly.
Oh, it will be jolly to the camels.
Wait till you see them play with them.
Okay, Bonnie. Come on, Bonnie. You're not eating all their food. Come on. Come on, Bonnie. Come on.
Before tending to the camels, we need to redefine the term pig out. The problem with the pig is that it's a pig, ergo Latin, pig-headed.
her belly and tell her it's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
There you go.
It's okay.
She didn't get her own way. You know how kids are?
No,
you can't go in. No more food for you. You eat, you're eating till you're sick. Look at your belly. You've got the pot belly. You've eaten enough. So, this is a full-grown camel?
Correct.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And can she kick?
She can actually, she double jointed it. She can kick out, backwards and sideways. So.
This way, this way?
And
this
sideways, way? Yep. Yep.
This way?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Go ahead and tell Sammy to cush.
Cush.
Hold your hand down.
Cush.
There you go.
Cush, Sammy. Cush. Cush. That's a good camel. Good Sammy.
That's not diddly down, that's bowing.
That's cushed right there.
There you
right?
go.
That's good.
Got another cheek for him? Very good.
Oh, that's mega cush. What is the hump, actually?
It's actually muscle for that store water.
But it's not like a canteen
it's not like
full
a pocket.
Of water.
Yes. It's not okay. like a... Oh, this. Yeah, do you see this?
Yeah. What's
that's
that?
When they lay down so that doesn't hurt them. Like.
Yeah, I thought that was pure poo, but that's actually right. like a callus.
Yep.
All right, this goes all the way
I'm
down
just gonna
here.
Just going to put it just right in here. There you go.
Okay. There you go.
There's a goat in your dish.
That's all right.
Perfect.
Let's give him the goat, too. He looks hungry. Hey, Obadiah. How about some grain? And Sammy. Okay. Your horse will love jolly balls. And your camel might like them, too.
Exactly.
That's right, Sammy. When you're done eating, it's going to be a crazy party. I'm not leaving until I see some jolly ball action. Look at that.
He can hardly take his eyes off it.
Oh, please!
Well, as the wolves howl their goodbyes and Bonnie rests resplendently in my arms, I'd like to invite you all to stop by Wildlife Wonders, but I can't because you're not welcome here. They're not open to the public. This is the zoo that comes to you. And this is the pig that's coming with me. Here on Dirty Jobs, we need your help with more dirty jobs. If you have an idea, go to discovery.com/dirty jobs and suggest it. If you don't, this bearded dragon is going to continue to eat these poor, innocent crickets. Won't you please help stop the slaughter?
And from wear and tear, back.
Oh! Here, pull your pants up a little, Steve. You're crying out loud, man. We're trying to do a family show here. How's it smelling, Doug?
It smells good. That's why Doug needs a vacation, maybe more than anyone. His sense of smell is entirely gone.
There goes Tom again. That turkey's on fire.
You want to get in? Just look around?
No, I'm not quite dressed for it.